Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Tyre Power. Get 4 for $3 on Kumho passenger, SUV and four-wheel drive tyres. Your trusted tyre experts, that's Tyre Power.
12 minutes to 7 in Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA. Good morning to you. Thanks to Kubota. You can take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments. Now, we are waking up to the news, Mark Bickley, and you would have heard it in the news that it's been an earthquake in the Adelaide Hills this morning, with shocks being felt across the metro area. 2.7 just recorded under Mount Barker. Did you feel anything this morning?
No, I can't say I did. It's not unusual.
Thanks, Tom Jones.
I can remember late last year we had a bit of a shake where you could hear the windows rattling, and I think it was something like similar, 2.7 or 3 on the Richter scale. So we are on some sort of fault line, Adelaide, isn't it? Didn't we have a big earthquake in the 50s? I think we did.
Yeah. I mean, our version of an earthquake is very different to some of the other big ones around the world. But if you did feel it in your area, please send us a text, 0427 154 166. Look, with our Tuesday wash-up, if you got scrap Paramount Browns, the scrap metal people, and you were really adamant that we needed to basically do our nomination before they got on the radio this morning so we wouldn't offend them, which is, I think, it's a bit weak from you, because Peter Dacos was booted out of the jungle last night. I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. So does that mean we put him on the scrap heap?
Look, I think it is, unfortunately, one of the superstars of our game, of our Australian rules football game.
Superstar family as well, because what I love about the Dacos family are the values that Nick and Josh have displayed as a close-knit family, but also the way that they play football and how relatable they are as people. So it's all well and good that you can kick a football, but if you actually have good values as a person, it puts you in good stead. And I know that the Dacos family are a wonderful family, and now Peter's out of the jungle. He's actually on with us right now. Good morning to you, Peter Dacos.
Oh, Walshie, how are you? Bix, thanks for having me on, boys.
Well, it's absolutely our pleasure. Firstly, commiserations, I guess, on leaving the jungle last night. So you're still in South Africa now. What's the first thing you did once you got out of the jungle?
I ate 4 chickens, Bix. So I smashed chickens. I had a few hamburgers. I had 4 milkshakes. And, I didn't eat too much. They did offer, you go from one extreme to the next, so there was no food while you're in camp. And they clearly spoil you when you come out. But, you're just not in. After 25 days, I think the stomach and clearly the mind will need a little bit of conditioning again. So, but, look, I'm still here. I head out tomorrow, naturally talking to you boys and a few other media outlets. So, having said that, I can't wait to get home. And, look, it was bittersweet. I'm sad that, with a week to go, I'm out. But it is what it is, and I'm really looking forward to heading home. And after not getting a word from the family for a month, 30 odd days, because we were here 5 days before, it's nice to be heading home.
Tell us about the experience, because having watched, you do build some genuine connections amongst the group. Did that surprise you?
Well, I think the thing with the Bix is there's nothing there. There's no games to play. There's just basically your camp beds. You've got a stream, waterfall that you can go swimming, a gym that you can't do too much with. But having said that, really what made the experience is the people. We built a pretty good culture. The attitude was really good. And, we went in cold, so I knew no one within the camp. And our first job is to try and assimilate and, mix in. And, when I first walked in, they were kids. I mean, they were as if they were my kids. They were half my age. And I just worked my way through into the group. And, look, everyone brought something to the table. And I think the beauty of the group was that, and at different times we're all feeling a bit down and a little bit quiet. People could identify with that, and you know, to a man and a woman, they pick you up, which was just fantastic. So there was no confrontations. I think there was one because someone lost some lip balm. The girls went a bit silly with that, but other than that, it was smooth sailing. Other than not eating, it's hard to put into words. It was a really great experience.
Did your perception change on anyone, Peter, going into the jungle? You know, there's people from The Bachelor, Candace Warner, who we've spoken about, Frankie Muniz, like a child star. Did someone's, I guess the way that they communicated with you allowed you to change maybe a preconceived conception going in?
Well, I didn't have my perception of anyone. I'll be honest, I had heard of them, but I knew nothing about their background. So I didn't have a perception of anyone. And my job was really to find out a little bit about them. And I think the thing I really, really enjoyed, everyone was so willing to hand over and open up about their life a little bit. And as weeks wore on, because there are no distractions. I mean, this is pure. All we had was each other. That was the thing that we had to work off. And in the end, we just sat around telling stories. We'd go for walks. And then, you know, Frankie from Malcolm in the Middle, he, as each week wore on, he just continued to open up. And it was great, which to me, I was quite flattered, you know, like we're all flattered that everyone was opening up and it created, you know, the time went a little bit quicker and it certainly created a pretty good environment.
Well, when Frankie left, it was a genuine speech that he made about actually feeling like this was going to change the way he went about his life. So it was really well done. The fact that he can have such a huge impact on someone like that was quite a revelation. I'm interested, Pete, in terms of the lack of food, did you lose much weight? And also in terms of the challenges, what did you find the hardest?
Oh, look, Bix, I probably look like an 80-year-old at the moment. I feel like one too. I mean, I lost 10 kilos in there. Yeah, don't be putting me into the draft for next year, I'm telling you. I've got a bit of work in front of me. But, I didn't want to lose the weight, but it's just, again, the nature of the beast. And it was. And I will tell you, no one feels sorry for you. I think everyone thinks at the end of the show, at the end of a taping, that you're in the back blocks there eating pizza, or they bring in there was nothing. You went to bed hungry. You got up. And it's amazing how you condition yourself. You know, so you know, I set myself every morning. I did a little bit of meditating for 5 minutes just to set my morning up, and you know, told myself I had to be up and what I needed to do. So I'd have a cold shower first because there was no running hot water. So I'd have a cold shower. And that got me really alert and I was alive. And then I basically just on my own just thought about how I wanted to start my day. And basically I got myself going. And every time I walked back into camp after having a shower and thinking about things, I was ready to go. And you know, it was I'm not sure, and I'm really looking forward to referencing a lot of what happened when I go head home. I want to see it from day one through because I'm not sure the perception we put out there, but I can tell you, you know, again, it was really the people that were in there that made it what it was.
Well, we love seeing you get dropped off the side of a mountain and surviving that one, the eating trial, being shocked, and most importantly, raising awareness and funds for Flicker of Hope. So you've done amazing stuff on the football field, and your contribution for the charity in the jungle as well has been amazing. Peter Dacos, thank you so much for your time. Don't forget that I'm a Celebrity. Get Me Out of Here continues on 10 and 10 Play. Thanks for joining us on SEN.
Good on you, Walshy. Thanks, Bix.
An amazing thing to do, Bix, because I could never do it. Like, give me 2 days and I would be, like, saying it.
I'm one of these people that think, oh, that'd be awesome, I could do that, but I probably couldn't. But I think you can just hear Pete. He is such a genuine guy. Is it any surprise that both his boys are just...
Josh and Nick.
Yeah, I know who they were. I was just trying to formulate my thoughts. That they come across as really genuine kids, and to Peter and his wife, they've clearly given them a great sort of foundation. And Peter was just excellent the way he went about it in the jungle. As he said, he worked on how he was going to feel. He's a good listener. There was lots of conversations where he was just happy to listen and maybe add a little bit of advice there. So, yep, really well done, Peter Dacos. He's a star.
Now he's gone, you can say he's on the scrap heap though, right?
Yeah, well, he is. He's been voted out.
Paramount Browns are scrap metal people located at Jepps Cross in Mount Barker.
He wasn't actually voted out. He just didn't get enough votes to stay in. So this is why I think for people that are older who don't have a following of people who use the technology, younger influencer types are more likely to go longer in this.
So are you saying that Shannon Knoll didn't lose Australian Idol to Guy Sebastian? He just didn't get as many votes. Is that what you're saying?
No, no. Sometimes the voting is to vote people out. Other times it's to vote people in.
Mm.
And so there's a lot of apathy. For example, I liked Peter Dacos, but I didn't pick up the phone to say, stay in, Peter.
Well, you obviously don't like him that much, do you?
Obviously.
What was really interesting is when you said this to me earlier.
I'm a celebrity.
So maybe you should go in there.
Don't do this again. You got AI last week and
did not get AI, mate.
Tried to manufacture a statement.
Oh, that is not true.
I was way off.
It's 7 o'clock. Bix's breakdown is coming up in a few moments' time. Hopefully it's something Port Adelaide related. You've done very specific Crows ones the past couple of weeks.
No, well, that's been the story. And it was the story again on the weekend. Their midfield change-up.
All right. Well, if you want to get involved in the show, 0427 154 166. Good morning.